One, for the next few moments or so, we're going to try to get a running head start on question number 6 as we study the doctrine of Satan. And the question we kind of just threw out to you last week was, why was Satan created? And we said it's one of the great mysteries, questions of a Bible theology and the doctrine of God and the doctrines of that we study in our Bible. We know that God knows all things from the very beginning. He knows all things to the very end. And obviously God knew that Satan would turn out the way that he turned out. So we pose this $1 million question or $6 million question. I like to use the $6 million question was, why did God even create Satan? If God knew what Satan was going to do, why did he even bother to create him? And so we asked you to think on those things. And we're going to kind of talk through some of those things that you have thought on tonight. And then we won't get time tonight, but next week, I can promise you this, that I know that you've been looking at your Bibles and trying to figure out when did Satan fall. And so we'll answer that question next week after you give me your answers, all right? And there's really, as we study the Bible, three answers that are generally given for that, and two we can brush away right away. Only leaves one left, and so you make sure you get yours nailed down, all right? And let me just tell you this. If it involves any type of gap, that's not the correct answer. So if you know what I'm talking about, then you can shake your head, praise God. If you don't, well, you might in your study. So let me help you. If it involves any kind of gap in time or space, that's not the right answer, okay? And so particularly as we would think about, here goes the term, the gap theory in Genesis 1. If your answer involves that, you might want to keep searching because that's not the correct answer, all right? So if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't worry about it. Get your answer ready and we'll get it, let it rip next week, all right? But if you're curious about it, you can search gap theory, all right, in creation and you'll find out that what they say is not true. All right, so here's the $1 million question. Why did God even create Satan if he knew Satan was going to do what he was going to do? You ever thought that before? I know I have. I thought that, and I've done that. I thought that question before. God, it don't even make sense to me. You know, but before we can really begin to answer that question, I think that I have three answers why God did create Satan. Maybe you have come up with some of your own, as we ask you to do, but we need to understand this. Need to be clearly understand this, that God cannot be blamed for evil, all right? Let's read here James 1 in verse 13, then we'll pray. Bible says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Father, we love you. We thank you now for this time of gathering together as we look on this thought of why did you create Satan? So, Father, I pray as we go down through these three reasons, Lord, that you'll give us understanding, open our eyes of wisdom and knowledge to our heart, Father, that we might apply these truths to our everyday lives. So, Lord, we love you, thank you, and seek to give you honor and glory, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. I want you to understand, as we think about this thought, why did God create Satan if he knew that Satan was going to rebel and sin against God? Understand this, that evil is not a possibility with God. Our text clearly teaches that. Our text clearly says that. It says God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. So the blame for any evil that might have arisen out of something that God created, God cannot be blamed for. God is righteous, he is holy, he is pure, he is just, he is not evil, and he can't be tempted with evil. So the blame for Satan becoming evil must lie totally in whom? Satan himself. That is exactly right. Totally and completely upon Satan and not God himself. Because you know why? Satan made a choice to rebel against God. And so Satan could have made a choice to still be that archangel, to still be that anointed cherub that was just underneath the throne of God. He made a choice, just like those two-thirds of all the angels made a choice to not rebel with Satan. Remember, a third of the angels of heaven, the host of heaven, went with Satan when Satan rebelled against God. But Satan made a choice to rebel against God. That one-third of the host made that choice, but two-thirds didn't make that choice. They had the same opportunity to go with Satan as the one-third did, but yet they chose not to. So having said this, I believe there are at least three reasons that I have come up with, perhaps you have come up with some as well, why God chose to create Satan, or why did God create Satan? All right, before I give my answers, what about you? Do you have any answers today? Now remember, answers aren't right or wrong. We're just, well, they might be right, it might be wrong, but, you know, we're just talking through this thing. John.
Well, I think God created the angels, as we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
He was an angel,
mm-hmm.
And they were put on in the heavens to worship him.
Yes.
But he gave them a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Free will, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he made Lucifer probably like the chiefest of the angels, where,
mm-hmm.
you know, the captain of the guard, the most beautiful,
mm-hmm.
and all the rest of
that. That's right.
And as time went on, Lucifer was asking, well, why aren't I in charge?
Mm-hmm.
His own choice,
mm-hmm.
to rebel against God.
That's right.
So then
your answer would be that God created Satan because the short answer would be da da da. What would it be?
He was
going to be the archangel, the chief angel. All right, good. That's a great answer. Yes, sir. Somebody else, Diane.
So that we have free will, that we can choose either good or if it's not good, then it's evil.
That's right. So we could maybe have an example. Okay. All right, that's a thought. Yes, that's good.
I say to serve and worship the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason,
mm-hmm.
God created Satan.
That's right. He created Satan along with the other angels. I remember Satan at first was good. He was a good guy. And he created them to worship God. That's why he created them. Good. Good answer. Somebody else? Anybody else come up with any? Miss Nola? Do you have any?
I think to have fellowship and worship.
Mm-hmm.
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 He can ask the same thing about man.
That's right. That's
why
exactly. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So God may have had years or thousands of years of pure worship,
mm-hmm.
and honor and service from the angels,
mm-hmm.
or from Satan,
mm-hmm.
in return. So
mm-hmm.
that's worth something.
Mm-hmm. That's a great answer. All those answers are great. Pastor James.
The greatest possible expression of glory.
Mm-hmm. That's one of my answers. The greatest expression of the glory of God of who he was. And all your answers are great answers, and not I wouldn't say they're wrong, they're just different than the answers I had. Yes. Somebody over here?
I think that the greatest reason,
mm-hmm.
is the love.
Mm-hmm.
He knew all,
mm-hmm.
of that, but yet he still, out of his love for us, knew that we would have that choice.
That's right. That's right.
And he knew that all in his plan. Mm-hmm. The greatest thing is because of the love that he has for us.
Yes. That's right, because of the love he has for us. So if you think about it, just to simplify it down, go with what Nola said and kind of what Miss Debbie said. Why do you think God created angels? You think he created them because he knew he was going to create man eventually, and he knows that we're bumbling fools sometimes and we need guardian angels? You think that's why he created literally innumerable hosts that we can't even number?
Fellowship?
Well, how about we use this word? How about worship? I believe the angels were more created for the worship of God. So let's think about the reason, even though God knew that man was going to sin and Satan would fall, we get to man now. Why did God create man?
Because
For what? For the fellowship. So, in a very simplistic terms, he created the angelic host to worship him. And he created man to do what? Have fellowship with him. And even though he knew that we, man would sin and Satan would do that, he still provided before, as we already saw, the foundation of the world. He knew he wanted us to fellowship with him. He knew that fellowship would be broken because of the sin of Adam and Eve that was then passed down to all men, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that we would need a way to be redeemed. And so, as Debbie said, his love for us drove him, so to speak, to do that for us. So let's look here. Turn to Ezekiel 28. It's in the Old Testament. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel. Ezekiel 28. There's really two passages of scriptures that really deal with Satan in his fall. It's Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14, and they'll be real beneficial in your study of the fall of Satan if you would look at those. I think the first reason that I've written down was Satan was created really to demonstrate the ultimate level of perfection of God's creative angelic ability. In other words, that God said, you know what, I am creating the most beautiful thing in all the world, and really God created him to show off his creation, his creation of his ability to create the angels. Look at Ezekiel 28 and verse 12. Who would read that? All right, Henry. All right, so we notice here that he is perfect in beauty. Henry, could you read verse 13 for us? There's some... All right, so here we find that when Satan was created, he was full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. It lists some of these precious stones that was his covering. Again, Satan was created to demonstrate the ultimate level of perfection in God's creative angelic ability. But then there's another reason as well. And reason number two is this. Satan was created as a good creation of God. Somebody already mentioned this, to glorify himself. Turn to 1 Peter 4 and verse number 11. 1 Peter 4 and verse 11. And while you're turning there, I'm going to read to you another verse in Genesis 1 and verse number 31. And God saw everything that was made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. That might come into play, that Genesis 1 verse 31, in some of your thinkings about when Satan fell, but don't let it trip you up. Who would read 1 Peter 4:11? 1 Peter 4:11. Who would read that? All right, Jerry, thank you.
1 Peter 4:11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it because of the ability which God giveth. That God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
All right, so here we see that Satan, along with everything that God created, was created that God might receive glory unto himself. But then, very quickly, I think there's a third reason this evening why that Satan was created, and that simply is this. Satan was created by God and for God, and this is still true today. Turn in your Bibles to Colossians 1 and 16. Satan was created by God and for God. And it's still true today. Colossians 1 and 16. All right. Who has found that? I'd like to read that for us tonight. All right, John, thank you.
Okay.
All right, notice that last part, thinking about thrones and dominions and principalities or powers, thinking about the angelic host, the hierarchy. All things were created, what's that word? By him and what? For him, as we saw earlier, that he might receive honor and glory through the angelic host and worship, and also through the perfect perfection of God's creative angelic creation, his creative act for them. So when it's all said and done, we could say this, that God will have taken everything Satan has done and will have used to accomplish his ultimate purpose. You see, God knew all about what Satan was going to do before he even created the angelic host. He knew all about he was going to try to come down to the garden and try to tempt Eve. God understood that. He knew all about that. But God has his ultimate purposes for his will to be done. And God is able to use even Satan and even to use satanic things that bring to bring about to accomplish his will here on this earth. And just to give you a proof text for that, very quickly turn to John. We're almost on Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. John chapter 13. Give you proof text that God can use Satan and even satanic things to accomplish his perfect will. Notice in John 13, in verse number 2, we find these words. John 13 and verse 2. You find this a very familiar passage of Scripture. And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simeon's son, to betray him. Very quickly, look over to verse 26 and verse 27. 26 and 27, the same chapter. And the Bible says, Jesus answered, "He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it." And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, "That thou doest, do thou quickly." Then jump over to verse 31 and verse number 32. And he says, "Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, 'Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify in himself, and shall straightway glorify him.'" So you see, in verse 31, we have that conjunction pulling verse 30 to verse number 31. Our Bible's separated for easier reading, but in original writings, there was no separation. And so really in verse 31, it's saying, after what has happened in verse number 30, it said, "When he was gone out, when Judas has gone out, now is the Son of Man glorified." We see that when it's all said and done and God taken everything Satan has done or Satan will have used, God is going to get glory from it, and his ultimate purposes will come to pass. And there's so much about God that we'll never know that if evil never existed. And I just listed about four things in my notes. Number one, we wouldn't know about his love and his grace and his mercy if it wouldn't have been for Satan. We wouldn't know about his cleansing forgiveness. Some of you have spoken about the salvation that you have received in and through Jesus Christ. We wouldn't know cleansing forgiveness without Satan. We wouldn't know how sweet it is to fellowship with God without knowing what it's not like to fellowship with God. You know, we've all been on the backside of a desert in our Christian walk, and we look at that in those barren times or times that we have sinned and broken that fellowship with God. And we know in those times what it's not like to fellowship with God, because there has been times when we could fellowship with God. And then lastly, Satan plays an important role in that many of us know more about God because of his existence. And the truth of the matter is, lost people might not know much about God, but what they do know about God, they learn because of being opposite of what Satan is. And look at Satan, they know what Satan does, and they know there is an ultimate supreme being that rules and reigns over this universe and sent his son to die for us on that cross of Calvary. And so a lot of us know more about God because of the existence of Satan. And here's the truth. All these things are three really good reasons, and you have good reasons of your own, but the truth of the matter is we only know in part right now, but one day we'll know the ultimate answer when we get to heaven. And so we have to take God at his word, trust him for who he is and what he is, and go on and continue to serve him. All right, we'll stop here, and next week we'll pick up with this thought again on when did Satan fall. And so you look, study, pray, remember again, if your answer has a gap theory in it, throw that theory away, because that's an incorrect one. All right, and come back next week. We'll get your answers first, and I'll give you what I believe the Bible teaches on this matter. Let's stand and be dismissed in a word of prayer this evening. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the time of being here this evening, Father. And surely, Father, we can list some reasons here, Father, why that you have created Satan. But, Father, they're just man's wisdom trying to look at the Word of God and trying to get the mind of Christ and answer this question. But ultimately, Father, you'll have the answer for us someday in heaven. Help us, Father, to live by faith and not walk by sight, Father, but help us to trust in your Word. And, Father, I do pray that you'll be a help to us this week. Be with those, Father, that can't be here tonight. Some are sick, some are at work, Father. I pray you bless them, be a help to them. Be with these special needs that have been lifted up, Father, and the special requests, particularly that have been given out tonight. So, Lord, we do seek to give you honor and glory through our lives, Father. And we know that ultimately, even if Satan has a hand in things that are happening here, on ultimately, Father, that your will is going to be done. So, Lord, we pray that you would bless us, watch over us, keep us safe, and bring us back again the next appointed hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.